one thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.
Hallelujah. Why did Jesus come? Why did he come? I want to give you a few scriptures, some important verses in the Bible, to give you an idea how God loves us. In 1 John, the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, he gives us a clear message. When you read in verse 8, he says, "He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Did you see that? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He says, this is the purpose that the Son of God was manifested to us. And I want to remind you, if you haven't heard it before, of course, then you're hearing it now. What is the meaning of Son of God? Son of God does not mean someone that's born by God. Like when you say, John Jr. is the son of John Sr. because he's his daddy. His wife gave birth to John. That's not the sense in which the Word of God talks about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Son of God means God in human flesh. That's the meaning of Son of God. That's what the Bible means when it says Son of God. And you know, Jesus lived in a Jewish environment. They understood exactly what he meant when he said he was the Son of God. And they said to him, "You that are just a man, and making yourself equal with God?" And they picked up stones to try to kill him because they said he was blaspheming against God for daring to say that he was the Son of God. They understood that Son of God meant God manifested in flesh. Did you know that's why they crucified Jesus? For saying who he really was? Because they didn't believe him. But it was true. So the Bible says in what we just read, the verse we just read, "For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." What are the works of the devil? In the first part, it shows you sin. Doing things that are inconsistent with the will and plan of God. Wickedness, evil, the works of the devil, destruction, sickness, pain, affliction, and even death. For the Bible says that death is a result of sin. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And you remember in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse number 38, the Bible tells us something about Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, that's the Holy Spirit, and with power, who went about doing good. Look at that. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's wonderful. It says, Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So all those people that Jesus healed, the Bible says they were oppressed of the devil. It doesn't say that God made them sick. When someone is sick, it's not God who made it so. The Bible says it's a devil. They were oppressed of the devil. And it was Jesus who went about doing good and healing them. Healing is a good work. So Jesus went about healing them. They were oppressed of the devil. So that's first thing to understand about Jesus' purpose. Number two, you find his purpose stated very clearly in St. John's Gospel chapter 10 and verse number 10. I'd like to read it to you from the Amplified Translation because it breaks it down very simply and easy to understand. Listen to what it says. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. These are the words of Jesus. Jesus said this. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life. Did you ever think the word enjoy will be in the Bible? It's right there. It says, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That means until you become a distributor of good things to other people and making other people's lives worth living. So you live a full life, God manifesting himself in you and then reaching out through you to help others become full of life. Look at it. Jesus says, I came for this purpose. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. So first, he came to destroy the works of the devil. So if ever you have the work of the devil in your body, manifested in your home, in your life, Jesus' purpose was to get rid of it. That's why he came. That's why he came. Secondly, he came to give you life. You see, not only to just free you from the devil and then you fall back into what the devil wants you to do and it destroys your life again. No, he gives you a full life so you can enjoy the life that God has given you and be healthy all the time. Number three. And so important, and it covers everything that Jesus came to do. This is the biggest of them all. I'm going to read to you from 1 John chapter 1. I'll read from verse 1 to verse 3, then I'll take you to two other verses. That which was from the beginning, which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Now, this is John, one of the disciples of Jesus, who wrote this. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Then look at this in parenthesis. He says, for the life was manifested. This place is huge. You know, you think you're alive. And when you look at the plants and animals, you say they have life. Okay? So you look at living things and you say they are alive. But what is the substance of life? Who knows the substance of life? No one has ever created life. They may be able to form the human body. They may be able to create plants. But what about life? No one ever created life. They could only take life from a living being and put into another. But the very source of life, man hasn't known by himself. He can create it. But look at what the Bible says. He says, for the life was manifested. The life was manifested. That means life came out of obscurity and was shown to us. Imagine if you saw something, whatever that thing is, and that thing spoke to you and said, I am life. I give life. What would you think? And then it says, I'm responsible for your existence. What would you think if that were true? If that were true, that you saw some substance, some entity, and that entity spoke to you and said, I am life. What would you think? And it says, I'm responsible for the life of all living things. What would you think? Well, it did happen. In St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, and verse number 6, look. Jesus said unto him, Jesus was talking, replying to someone. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He says, nobody gets to God except by me. That's an amazing declaration. Who could ever dare say such a thing? But he proved it. He proved it. A man named Lazarus was dead for 4 days. Jesus showed up. The man had been buried. When Jesus got there, he called the man by name and says, Lazarus, come out. And the man came back to life. He had been dead for 4 days. And that was not the first person that he raised from the dead. That's amazing. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So John was telling us this amazing thing. We go back to 1 John chapter 1. He says, for the life was manifested. Jesus says, I am the life. So now John tells us the life was manifested and we have seen it. John says, we have seen life manifested. A man appeared to us. His name, Jesus. He's the life. That's what John is saying. The life was manifest and we have seen it. And bear witness and show unto you. Oh, I love this. Dear Lord, this is amazing. And show unto you. The word show there means declare unto you. That eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. This is extraordinary, but look at the next part. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. It says, so you can come join us. Why? He's telling you, this is not religion. Oh, it's not a conversion from Islam to Christianity. It's not a religion thing. It's not a conversion from one religion to another religion. No. It's not a conversion of a religion. It's a declaration of truth. Look at it. He says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. He says, come and join us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This is amazing. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to explain to you what that means in a second. But first, go to another verse. I'll take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9. I want you to look at this. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He says, by Jesus you have been called into fellowship. God has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. It says, God, by whom you were called into fellowship. God is faithful. So by him, you've been called into fellowship with Jesus Christ. What does this mean? It means you've been brought into oneness with Jesus Christ. It means you've been brought into friendship with Jesus Christ. What kind of friendship is this? Oh, not just that you know him, but that he knows you. And that together now, he shares his life with you. Oh, let me show this to you. In Romans chapter 8 from verse 16, look at it. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now that's a semicolon right there, because it's not done. And what he's going to say now connects with what he just told you. Look at it. Next. And if children, then heirs. He says the Spirit bears witness that we are the children of God. If we are the children of God, that means we are heirs. Heirs of God. Then he says, and joint heirs with Christ. This is mind-blowing. Joint heirs, this means whatever Jesus owns, whatever Jesus has, you own it together with him. Together with him. Not 50-50. Not 30-70. Not 10-90. Not a percentage. He's not sharing in percentages. No. Joint heirship means 100% together. Meaning everything he has, you have a right to, in the same way that he has a right to it. This is the grace of God. This is why it's difficult for religion to explain this. It's too big. It's too big. It's too huge. Look at it. And if children, if we are the children of God, he says, then we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, if you have been persecuted for Jesus Christ, for his sake, he says, don't worry. Why? He says, that we may be also glorified together. Hallelujah. So these are the very, very vital truths about Jesus coming to this world. Has this been fulfilled in your life? Has it been fulfilled in your life? Have the works of the devil been destroyed in your life? Jesus has fulfilled it. He's consummated everything. It's all done. But have you accepted it? Have you received it? He came to give you life. Have you received the life? He came to make you a joint heir with him. Have you accepted it? I trust that the Lord will touch you today and bring you healing. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone
who's under the influence of this program right now, I pray for them to be healed, to be made well, to be restored to health in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed in your body. Be healed now. I command the pains to leave you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I command the tumors to die in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed in your body. I rebuke the tumor in the ear, someone with difficulty hearing because there's a tumor in the ear. I command those devils to come out of your body in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed. Put your hands around your body and say, I receive healing into my body in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us know what the Lord has done for you. Use the address so you can get back to us. We're so glad to hear from you. Now, before I let you go, we've got materials here to help you grow in your Christian life. This one is titled, How to Receive a Miracle and Retain It. Very simple things you can learn from the Word of God. Let's get yours today. If you will call or send an email, we'll get back to you. And you'll know at least how to get the book. Look at this, How to Make Your Faith Work. Another important book just for you. And lastly, How to Pray Effectively. God wants us to pray and receive answers to prayer. Remember the words of Jesus when he said, ask and receive that your joy may be full. So I'm glad that we have been able to share some thoughts with you today and to have your faith stirred and receive healing. I look forward to seeing you again. Until then, keep living in an atmosphere of miracles.
If you've never received salvation, if you've never received Christ into your heart, if you've never experienced this life of Christ that I'm talking to you about, this is your moment. Say these words. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save me. I believe God raised him from the dead and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. And by my faith in him, I receive eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I'm a child of God now. I am born again. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.